775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender.
I got a bad feeling about this.
As you should.
Lisa Dunn is in the house. You know something? Every once in a while, I come up with theme songs for people. And I think we've come up with a theme song for Lisa Dunn. And it's just, I've got a bad feeling about this. It's pretty simple. But when Lisa and I get together doing a broadcast, we never, ever know which direction the broadcast is going to go, but it's always eventful. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, we celebrate every day. I almost got ahead of myself with the news of the day, but today we're going to celebrate. I'm looking at this one. Every once in a while, we come up with some really, really weird ones. National Kinetic Day. This one, Lisa, this one's for you.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm sure you will have plenty to say about this one. National Presidential Joke Day.
Well, I think we both got enough ammo on that.
Yeah, that's a good one. National Sons and Daughters Day. Okay. And National Raspberry Bombay Day, beating anorexia. I think that's the one we go with. You know, I don't know that I've ever had a raspberry Bombay.
Is that what Prince sang about that time?
I think it might have been. I don't know. I don't even. Prince. It's formerly known as Prince, wasn't he? Or is he still known as Prince? Or now he's known as Goodbye. I don't. I don't know, but you know, I'm just looking at a picture of a raspberry Bombay, and that looks pretty good. What do you think?
That does pretty good.
We might have to go there. Let's check it out. Okay, let's look at what the markets are doing today. They've gone backwards a little bit. Dow Jones, as we broadcast right now, up 261. It was up over 300 earlier in the day. The Nasdaq's down 23. It was down over 30, 40 points earlier in the day. The S&P 500 up 11. Oil, 34, 35 cents up. 10-year Treasury is up almost 6 basis points. What the heck is going on?
Tell us.
Well, I'm going to. How do you like this one? I mean, can you believe this? A lot of this came over in the middle of the night when, yes, I have no life, so I do watch the futures market in the middle of the night. So the leader of Russia, Putin, if you ever want to trust somebody, there's a great one for you to trust, right? But Putin says that Russia has come up with a vaccine. And the nice guy that he is, he gave it to his daughter. Can you believe that? I mean, I'm looking in the United States of America. We've got the greatest health system in the world. And I'm saying if they come up with a vaccine, I'm not going to be taking it for quite a while. I won't give it to my family for quite a while. Because no matter how much money you put at these things, they do not turn the clock any faster. And I want to see, you know, why is it that so many time trials take so long to come out with? Is it because we didn't throw money at it before, or because after a certain amount of time, they find out what are the side effects? And are the side effects worse than the disease? Yes or no? And I don't know the answer. I'm not going to pretend to be a doctor. I don't even play one on radio. Right? So the idea here of Putin giving his daughter a vaccine, probably about the same as our first stage trials. We give them to monkeys and rats and mice and things like that. Well, the nice guy that Putin is, he probably gave this one to his daughter to see what her thoughts were or what happened to her. Right? I mean, does anybody really? But the market, look at what they've done. The markets have skyrocketed on that news today.
Up, well, I guess we should have somebody shoot Putin's daughter up with more stuff, and that'll just help the market even more.
Exactly. I mean, it's crazy. How do you go and do that? Now, the one that did might have really benefited from this. And this is breaking news, so I will get the... Breaking news. How about this one? You gotta love the Biden family. Hunter Biden, son of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. You know, we've heard about a lot of scandals from him, but apparently, and you know, I'm not there, I didn't see it firsthand, had a tax lien filed against him in July for $453,890. And somehow, you know, he was broke about a year ago. And he couldn't pay his child support, but he was able to come up with $453,890 in 6 days to pay off that tax lien. How that happens, I don't know, but I'd like to know how to come up with $453,000 in 6 days legally. But we'll just see where that goes from. We'll see what happens with that one. That's just breaking news came out. I only heard it first thing this morning, so... We'll see. I'm sure there'll be more news about that one coming. A lot of other news in the marketplace today. All my highlighting is gone from the story that I was working on early this morning, but we'll get this to you anyway. I bet I can remember a good portion of it, talking about President Trump and COVID. And we've seen now lately, you know, the president has changed his methodology of his campaign. We're seeing him every day doing his press briefings, and he's, if you want to call him a press briefing, I mean, I must admit I am a Trump supporter, and I do get
this could get really fun right about now because I'm not
exactly, and I get kind of bored by some of these things over and over again, but the president has changed his strategy, and yes, indeed, the Democrats have changed theirs as well. The Democrats know that Joe Biden, he's sitting in his basement right now. He's waiting till somebody tells him who he picked to be the vice president. He'll know that eventually. They'll let him know who he picked. But here's the issue is it's pretty well documented in a lot of articles. I've seen a ton of them now that are actually showing us precisely what the about the media, that they're not honest. They're not giving out real information. They're giving out personal opinions, and it doesn't matter whether it's Fox News, if it's CNN, or if it's MSNBC, hee-haw, or ABC, right? ABC, they've got, yeah, they're the ones with the View, I think that is.
Yeah, but they got David Muir at night.
Yeah.
I just watch it without the volume on.
Yeah, you know something, most TV shows nowadays, even sports is better to watch without the volume on. I used to be a Lakers fan, but that's gone by the way as well because I'm not a Black Lives.
Something else we can agree on, but that's not why I'm. Yeah. I just don't like LeBron, but that's
me neither.
Okay, yeah,
baby James. Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable. But we're watching here now, and we're just seeing what's going on in the media, and the Democrat Party has decided that the way to beat President Trump, which they won't do, is going to be through blaming COVID on the president. Now, we know that the, 23rd of January, and again, I lost all my highlighting on my notes here, the 23rd of January, the president shut down travel from China to the United States. What was Joe Biden's comment? Oh, that's xenophobic and it's fear-mongering. That was his comment right on about the same day, but now he's for more activity. Talking about the president doesn't have a system or a plan for what's going on with the coronavirus. Well, the president doesn't care about kids. Well, and you look at this and you say, okay, 6 students, 3 staff members at North Paulding High School, Dallas, Georgia, have COVID. When did they get it? The child that got COVID in Ohio the second day of school, do you think he got it at school? The media wants you to believe that, but it couldn't have happened. It just doesn't, you know, they've got an incubation period. Big Ten voted to cancel its football season, except in Nebraska and Iowa. I guess the virus doesn't know that there's a difference in there. So what is going on? Well, then we see what's the Democrats and the Republicans cannot get together on any kind of a stimulus package. So the president goes out and signs executive orders. Does anybody remember the line, "I've got a pen and a phone, I will do it myself"? Do you remember President Trump saying that? Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was Barack Obama that said that. During that administration, that was acceptable. President now says, okay, we're going to give everybody $400. Four first hundred comes from the states, and then the federal government will continue this extended unemployment benefit. Got it. Payroll taxes, we're going to postpone payroll taxes. We're not cutting Social Security and Medicare like the lying media tells you, right? It's a postponement. You'll have to pay it back at the in your next taxes, but it's going to be there for you. Just throw that, president goes by Congress. Again, the Democrats want $3 trillion. The Republicans want to spend $1 trillion. Who's going to pay for all that? Unbelievable. So we're watching all of that for you. And who covers all of these things? Well, it's not the news. They don't cover it. With all this information, stock market's up 5,500 points since March 13th. It could have been down 10,000. Now, the president, I'm going to tell you this firsthand, or my opinion anyway. He could have been a little bit more emphatic about wearing masks. I'm not a big-time mask wearer, but I do have my mask sitting here with me for those of you watching on Ron Siegel Radio.
I don't want anybody sitting here telling me that I didn't wear my mask.
Exactly.
I kept it on until the show started, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep, exactly. I watch the news in the morning, and I wonder how these reporters at 5 o'clock in the morning, no one anywhere close to them, and they're wearing a mask. And you can't understand a word they're saying, but I digress. So here's the issue here is the president, the Democrats, the Republicans, none of them can control this virus. None of them can control the virus. It's not going to be an issue of any of that. And the media doesn't want to tell you that. That's just the way it is. Unbelievable. And, you know, I don't have time to get into all the other things I had in here for you this morning, but I'll save them maybe for tomorrow. We might talk about what's going on in Chicago or what's not going on in Chicago. We might talk about the Gallup poll that nobody wants you to know about that says 81% of Black Americans want more police officers in their neighborhoods. Yeah, CNN didn't cover that. MSNBC Hee-Haw didn't cover that. The New York Times didn't cover it. The Post didn't cover it. CBS, ABC, Fox, none of them covered it. Why? We're not going to talk about the Harris poll that says Vice President Biden leads President Trump 43-40 within the margin of error. Again, New York Times, no coverage. Post, no coverage. Cannabis News Network, no coverage. MSNBC Hee-Haw, no coverage. NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox. None of them cover that. That's not in their cards. We'll talk more about that. And I'm not going to tell you about Facebook, that they've got this new fact-checking service. And I get fact-checked all the time. I've had a few posts that have been pulled off some of our pages. 18 of the 20 board members on the Facebook fact-checking board, 18 of 20, are tied to George Soros and his organizations, according to Cheryl Atkins. And we're not going to talk about any of that today. What we are going to talk about today is how about foreclosures in real estate, the current buyer and seller perks in the housing market. Is housing selling or not? And yes, I do have that featured home again today. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our streets. Our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones now up 269, NASDAQ up 842, S&P 500 up 993. The 10-year Treasury up 7 basis points on that bond. And we're looking at the mortgage-backed securities. Ooh, that's going to be a painful day today in the mortgage-backed securities. That bond is down 25 basis points, which means interest rates are up. Ow! Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now because it is what I do. It is what I watch. It's I'm a nerd. I watch these things all the time. The 10-year, that the 30-year bond, that the 2% yielding bond, is at right now 103.39. It's going to get a little bit uglier because we're going to go down and test 103.21 or 103.22. So that's going to leave us about 17 additional basis points to go down. We should bounce there and come right back up. Only reason I say that that should happen is because that has been what has been happening. But why is all this stuff happening? And I tell you this all the time. You get all the number side. The part that I just told you there is not going to be found on Google.com. They're not going to talk to you about that. They don't tell you. You're not going to find that on the websites that are doing some of these different loans. They don't have that information. They're out there order takers for the most part, so they're not going to give you that. But what is really going on? That's the biggest part of it. Again, I told you that the virus being discovered in Russia, the vaccine, if you really want to believe that one, that might be part of it.
I got a bad feeling about this.
But let's see what else is going on. 56% of single-family homes face competition, followed by 54% of townhomes, 42% of condos. That's according to Redfin. Make sure to check out the idea there of many, many buyers. We've got a bid over ask tool at the team if you want to look at that also. Producer price index for the month of July came in hotter than expectations. I'll tell you about that one. CoreLogic reported their loan performance insights for the month of May, which is what Lisa and I are going to probably talk about a little bit here today. 7.3% of mortgages were 30 days or more delinquent, up from 6.1% last month. Loans 60 to 89 days past due spiked from 0.7% to 2.8%. Loans that were seriously delinquent or 90 days or more increased from 1.2% to 1.5%. First annual increase in serious delinquent loans since November 2010. We're almost 9.5 years. Homes in foreclosure remain stable at 0.3%, but are artificially low due to government programs. Frank Martel, president and CEO of CoreLogic, said government and industry relief programs have helped to cushion the initial financial blow of the pandemic. For millions of U.S. homeowners, COVID-19 and the resulting pressures continue to influence the economic activity of many households. Well, of course, it's going to influence the economic activity of many households. I mean, if you're a, and Lisa's going to give us the best analogy of how to decipher your scale of COVID, right? But there's some people that are hibernating. There are people that are out doing things. I'm not going to say what's right. I'm not going to say what's wrong. We'll know in about 10 years who had the right answer. But you can't make decisions based on that. That's the Mortgage Minute, though. Again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Lisa Dunn is with us. We have, whenever Lisa's in the house, we never know where we're going or what's going to happen. It is just one of those fun things. Laurel Real Estate Resources. Easy for me to say. Mm-hmm. But Lisa's here. So give us that analogy that you used when you came in, because I think it was great.
The COVID scale. Yes.
The COVID scale. The COVID scale per Lisa.
Yes. Well, and a friend, you know, I can't say that I came up with this personally. A friend of mine came up with this. He will know who he is out there. You know, everybody's got their own idea of how things should be. And so if you're talking to somebody, and this was actually, my friend did this for like online dating. You know, we wanted to find out what was the other person's comfort level. So he would ask the women.
Might depend on which site he was on.
True.
And I don't know much about those things. Happily married 33 years of my wife's life.
And I don't either. I hate to say my record beats yours, 37 years. So I don't know anything about the dating sites. But I guess in today's day and age, you kind of want to know if you're going to be like going out with somebody, you know, how comfortable are they? So there was a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you're out licking doorknobs. And 10 being you're wrapped in bubble wrap with a snorkel.
I don't want to cause any problems, but licking doorknobs on a dating site. I don't know what you're talking about here.
No, you know, that's just your mind going in the gutter, Rhonda.
Okay.
That's okay.
Could be. Probably.
That's why we get along. But, you know, I mean, if you're out there and you don't care, you're just, you know, doing whatever you're doing. Hey, then you're a one. If you're just locked up and you're never coming outside until this whole thing is over, you may be a 10. And, you know, for me, this is a big deal because I rank about like a 7.5. I'm pretty, like, I'm walking around with my little KN95 because I just freak out. But, you know, I have to go out in the world. I have to do what I have to do. I've been very busy with work. And so you kind of have to get over it. Maybe I've dropped from a 7.5 down to maybe a 6 when I'm working. you know, but it's everybody's got their own deal. And I think we just need to be respectful. And this was something we were talking
right, absolutely.
Before. You know, you can have a difference of opinion because Ron and I have a lot of differences of opinion. But we're friends. We talk respectfully to each other. You know, I can't convince him to do something. He can't convince me. And you know what? His comfort level, how do you rate yourself?
I'd probably say about a 3.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lick any doorknobs. And I feel that there's got to be a respect for the virus. Mm-hmm. But exactly. I'm not going to go hanging out with somebody that's got the flu. I'm not going to go hanging out with somebody that, you know, had swine flu. I'm not going to be, you know, do things. I'm not going to go out and eat a package of onions right now. There's a recall on onions, right? So you have to be respectful.
Well, and you need to be respectful of other people as
right.
well, because we all have our own thing. And
I'm not going out to that bike thing that they had in Sturgis
the Sturgis thing's a good idea.
200,000 people all stacked on top of each other. Probably not a good idea.
But
you know something, if those people want to do that.
If they want to do it, God bless them.
Right. You know? I'm probably not going to be around them for a few days.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. But I'm not going to call them names.
No.
I'm not going to, you know, mass shame one way or another. And, you know, I think we all just kind of need to.
I know I would have one problem with what you do, though, personally.
What's that?
Because I see that you sanitize your hands over and over again, probably about 10 times since you're here.
But everybody who knows me knows that I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, never as much, because I've known you for a long time.
Because I have Lisa Dunn at Laurel Real Estate Resources hand sanitizer.
Here's where I would have a problem with it is all the answers to my prior tests might start showing up on my hand.
I just
throw that in there to have a little bit of fun with everything we do.
Well, Well, you know, and somebody posted something about, you know, I never thought that my hands would consume more alcohol than my mouth.
Mine still don't.
That's pretty close.
But that's a different story. So you made a comment before that you're busy.
Really busy. Really, really busy. You know, we're very fortunate, those of us that are in the housing business, mortgage business, you know, our business has been very good right now. And there's so many people whose industries aren't. But there's a lot of people that are really doing very well. And I'm not going to say based on the pandemic. We were just kind of pandemic proof to a certain extent. I think home means more now than it did a year ago because people are realizing, you know, this may be my new office, this may be the new schoolroom. And I think people are making choices now to get themselves settled into a place, not looking so much as, is this a great investment? It's like, is this a good place for me to be living?
And that was a big issue. We were talking about last week or the week before Kathleen Garrido was in, and we were talking about how people are moving to new areas, or they, you know, if you lived in Los Angeles, and I've never been a fan of living in Los Angeles, right? So I just don't like the lifestyle of the chaos and all of that. When I go home, I want to just relax. People love that. But one of the big things of Los Angeles was you had all the nightlife, you had all the restaurants, you could walk the streets in certain areas, you can, you know, all the culture, museums and all that. But once all those things are closed, what's the allure of living in a small cubbyhole in Los Angeles for triple the price of what you can pay in Mission Viejo?
Exactly. And also a lot of people I know that had children living in New York City, they said, I'm out of here.
Well, New York's even worse just because, you know, you're cluttered on top of each other. The rent for their apartments, which is what we call a condo, mm-hmm. is exorbitant. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, you know, all the crime that's been increasing there. At least we haven't had as bad of an increase in crime here.
But also, too, you have just, you know, the more of a communal living kind of situation where you've got people in elevators, people in public transit. You know, that was the allure and the fun of New York.
Sure, absolutely.
And now it's like, nah, this may not be the best thing. But, you know, I think LA, you know, there's enough space. Everybody's doing okay. You know, it's again, completely different lifestyle than what we're seeing in Orange County right now. I have one son that's in the Santa Monica area and one that's here in Orange County. And it's kind of like night and day how they're taking things. But, you know, it's all good. I think one thing that we need to be keeping an eye on, and I know it was in the Register this past week, is the possible millions of people that are renting right now that are going to say, I'm walking from my lease. I'm going to go move in with friends. I'm going to go move in with family. I think we're going to be seeing a big push on multi-generational living, which actually is really a wonderful thing when you think about it.
Might bring us back to a little bit more of normalcy, and it might be better for our kids.
I think it would be great for the kids, especially if we have to go into a virtual learning, online learning. You know,
that won't be good for the kids.
Yeah, I mean, but if you have maybe grandma there that can kind of help.
Someone that cares.
And yeah, you know, I think that there could be some really good positive things. And I think that that's something that we're going to be seeing an uptick for a need for homes. The larger homes that usually didn't really kind of fly off the shelves. I think that's something for us to really keep an eye on, because I think we're going to be seeing a lot more people making those purchases for multi-generational homes. And I'm also seeing a lot of the first-time buyers are out. I mean, first-time buyers are out like crazy right now.
Makes a lot of sense, too. We're going to talk more with Lisa Dunn about these first-time buyers, multi-generational. We've got a ton to talk about, and the unanticipated effects of foreclosure and these forbearances. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending $19 offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Today's housing market making a truly impressive turnaround, and it's also getting up some outstanding opportunities for buyers and sellers. Whether you're thinking of buying or selling a home this year, there are perks today that are rarely available and definitely worth looking into. Here's some of the top ones. Actually, I'm going to give you the top two. Biggest perks for buyers. How about low mortgage rates? Take a look at the chart I've got on the screen right now. If you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv or on our new affiliate, KMET AM 1490, if you're watching the video feed from that ABC affiliate there, you'll see what mortgage rates have looked like over the last 30 years. So the most impressive buyer incentive today is the average mortgage interest rate. Just last week, mortgage rates hit an all-time low for the eighth time this year. The 30-year fixed rate is now averaging 2.88%, the lowest rate in the survey's history. That's the Freddie Mac survey, which dates back to 1971. So we've got that on the screen. This is a huge advantage for buyers. To put it in perspective, it means that today you can get a lower mortgage rate than any of the past two generations of home buyers in your family if you decide to purchase at this time. In addition, National Mortgage News notes how today's buyers have increasingly increasing purchasing power, easy for me to say, due to these low mortgage rates. Purchasing power rose 10% year over year. With interest rates hitting record lows, buyers were able to afford $32,000 more house as of July 23rd than they could the year before with the same monthly payment. This is a great perk for buyers who are hoping to potentially get more for their money in a home, something many are considering today as they reevaluate the amount of space they ideally need for their families. It's an opportunity not seen in 50 years and one not to be missed if the time is right for you to buy a home. Second perk for sellers. Yeah, we're going to put that one on the chart on the screen right now for you as well. Simply not enough houses on the market for the number of buyers looking to purchase them. According to the National Association of Realtors, NAR, quote, total housing inventory at the end of June totaled 1.57 million units, up from 1.3 million in May, but still down 18.2% from 1 year ago, unquote. 1 year ago, we were complaining about a lack of inventory, and now we're down 18.2% further. So if you look at the chart that we've got on the screen right now, that's the red bars in the graph. They indicate that the inventory of homes coming into the market continues to decline. It was low as we entered the pandemic and reduced even further this year. Houses today are selling faster than they're being listed, and that's creating an even greater supply shortage. The lack of inventory has been a challenging situation for a while now, and with low mortgage rates fueling buyer demand, inventory is even harder for buyers to find today. Buyers are eager to purchase, and because of the shortage of homes available, they're encountering more bidding wars. This is one of the factors keeping home prices strong, an advantage for sellers. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for NAR, notes that this trend may continue as well. Quote, home prices rose during the lockdown and could rise even further due to heavy buyer competition and a significant shortage of supply, unquote. Low mortgage, low inventory, high buyer demand. Homeowners can potentially earn an increasing profit on their houses and sell them quickly in this sizzling market. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling, there are some perks available. Now, I'm going to tell you something that is counterintuitive, which I do most of the time. So here is the counterintuitive part. Many, many people are going to go out to the local dollar store or hardware store, and they're going to say, Ron said that there is a housing shortage, and the buyers are lining up for the properties. And if I just go and put a for sale by owner sign out in my lawn, I am going to be able to sell my house and I don't have to pay that commission. And I'm going to tell you something. You are all wet. And I don't sell houses. I have a license. I haven't used it. I'm not qualified to sell a house. When I want to sell a house, I call a real estate professional to help me. But if you think you're going to sell a house by putting a sign in the yard, you might, but you're not going to get the most money for the sale. You're not going to know what the heck you're doing with the 37 pages of contracts that you need. You're not going to know what to do when you get a request for repairs. You're not going to know what to do when the appraiser comes. There's a whole lot of things that go into that transaction, and you're going to get less money for your property at the end as a net number after you pay the commission. So tell me again why you want to do that. Not a good idea. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Where'd I go wrong, Lisa?
Absolutely on point, except Lawrence Yoon, very, very well respected. He's kind of dealing with old stuff right now. And we're still seeing a very hot market. A month ago, it was like obscene. The July market was overheated, in my opinion. Everybody's getting ridiculous amounts of offers on properties that are going on. I kind of track certain cities, that I keep an eye on for inventory. And what I'm looking for every day is, are there more homes coming onto the market than are going off? And we have been running more homes going off the market, opening escrow, going under contract than we were seeing coming on the market, which is exactly going to cause that problem. However, in the past couple of weeks, we're starting to see more houses coming on the market than what's going off. Now, do we still have a supply problem? Absolutely. Do we still have a lot of buyers out there and people fighting to get houses? Absolutely. But I think now more people are saying, oh, I'm ready to go onto the market. In fact, my business partner and I were talking. We have a little Facebook show we do on Monday mornings. And it's like, is this August 2020 or is this like any other August? Which any other August is kind of the market kind of takes a little vacation. It was happening a little bit more in July because of the school year shift. You know, when the kids went back to school in September, August kind of was when the slowdown was. And so now we've been kind of seeing July as vacation month because school's been starting in August. But this August is kind of, you know, this whole year has been weird.
Been a weird year. No, yeah. Whoever thought of this when they said Happy New Year?
Exactly. Exactly. We should have understood that Mother Nature was sending us a warning shot when she took out Kobe in a fog bank, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that we're seeing, I don't know where people go on vacation, but people are going on vacation. And I think we may be actually seeing a little bit of, you know, people not out there quite as much as they were in July. So
everyone seems to be going camping. That seems like the big one this year.
I hear Yellowstone's the place to be, but I don't know because I don't go anywhere. But but I think it's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on if we're going to continue to have more people putting their homes on the market because they're hearing that the market's so hot, it's so hot. And we've seen this happen numerous times.
It becomes a self-fulfilling.
Exactly, exactly. 2013 had that happened. We also had a little bout of that, I want to say, in 2018. You know, the market was just on fire the first half of 2018. And then, man, when the brakes got hit, the brakes got hit. And it's actually interesting that you mentioned year over year, because the first part of 2019, we had a lot of inventory on the market. And so when we're comparing 2020 to 2019, it's really not an apples to oranges comparison for two reasons. It wasn't really a normal market in 2019. Yes, did it heat back up in the second half? Absolutely. But the first half, you couldn't give a house away. We saw a lot of price corrections back then. Things actually did drop in value. But then we caught it all back up. So right now it's kind of like, okay, so we're comparing to a really weird market last year. And then we're in this market that who the heck knows what's going on. You know,
this is an odd one with everything.
Well, my favorite question is from clients. It's like, well, what do you think we should do? And I'm like, I don't know. I've never sold real estate during a global pandemic before. You know, so, you know, we've been just trying, feeling our way through, you know, from March to now has been one of the, I have to say, one of the most interesting times I've ever been in.
Interesting is a good word because it doesn't tell us whether it's good or bad. It's just interesting.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's been really a wild ride. And I think that it's an excellent time to buy. It's an excellent time to sell because people are looking for homes, not investments. You know, I don't think we're going to be hearing people say, you know, oh, this is my dream house, but it's not going to give me the return that I want. Whereas in other years, it'd be, so how much money am I going to make off this thing?
So it goes to the Harvard study that they've been doing for, I don't know, years and years, as long as I've been doing radio and maybe longer, where they talk that they look at what are the top five things that people look at when buying a new house.
Mm-hmm.
And the investment now is usually number five or six.
Yeah.
Right. It's we want the space. We want the location. We want the school district, we want the security, we want the yard. So, you know, there's all these different amenities.
Yeah, exactly. And home means more now to people than ever.
Sure.
You know, so I think
because we're locked up there more.
Much, you know, but you know, we have to kind of respect that because it's really bringing real estate back down to the roots. You know,
sure.
Because really, you know, it's not about an investment. You need somewhere to live. So, do you pay yourself or do you pay your landlord? Which one do you want?
Which the irony of that part, and we'll talk more about this when we come back also, is that I've got some friends in Ohio, and they kind of chuckle at us Californians because they look at it and they say, okay, I bought a house in 1980, and I sold it in 2000, and the price is maybe $1,000 or $2,000 difference after 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in California, if you have a house in 1980 to a house in the year 2000, is going to be hundreds of thousands different.
I just look at them and chuckle because they're in Ohio.
Well, if I was but if you're in Cleveland, you're used to somebody laughing at you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We might even get to our topic today.
We might.
Unknown effects of forbearance. And I've got that featured home. We'll talk about that for a minute or two. When we get back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. In between the time, our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending team is standing by to speak with you. Call now 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. And I tell you it's wrong because I've been looking at credit reports. I think it's too long to talk about. So there's some people that are listening to us right now that probably have not been alive as long as I've been looking at credit reports. And I've never seen one that's completely accurate. Featured home today, 44309 Capri Court. That's in Palm Desert. Robert LaBianca is the agent on this one, and he says about it, a rare standalone detached condo in Hidden Palms. Fabulous location overlooking the sparkling pool and spa, centrally located in South Palm Desert with easy access to El Paseo, restaurants and stores, updated 3-bedroom, 2-bath condo, ready for you to enjoy. The master bedroom has a large walk-in closet, 2 nice-sized bedrooms, fabulous kitchen to show off your culinary skills, plus a barbecue on the patio overlooking the pool and spa with outside dining area for unwinding while enjoying the scenery, and you can probably burn your tail off right now. $368,000. It is FHA approved, so you can get that one for as little as 3.5% down. There might be other programs that are lower. The $2,700 a month payment, that's not too shabby right there. Looking at 30 years fixed rate loan for $2,118, 15-year loan, $2,701. Rates right now, and that's what we talked about in the last segment, rates are remarkable. I'm not going through, well, maybe I'll give you the APRs on all three of them, 4.369, 3.131, 2.638, right? They like to give you all that APR stuff because that they think that you can't figure out what the interest rate is, what your payment is, and what your costs are. So you throw all these numbers in there, and the government wants you to believe that it's going to be give you an equal footing to find out how to compare. But when they don't tell you exactly what goes into the comparison into the APR numbers, it causes a little bit of a problem. That's your Credit Matters segment again. That's the Featured Home segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. I guess I should change my tracker on there, right? Chatting more with Lisa Dunn today as she continuously laughs at me, and I can understand that with good cause. But I do have, I think I've got her information going across the bottom of the feed properly.
I hope so.
So we're going to chat today, Lisa, about the unknown effects of forbearance.
Yeah, this is something that I think is not really talked about too much. And, you know, we were talking earlier about how this has been an extremely interesting year. And, you know, back in March, nobody really knew what was going to happen. Just mid-March, that one week, St. Patrick's Day week, that was my birthday week. I got just ripped off out of my birthday this year. We're open, we're closed, we're closed, we're open. But anyhow, but nobody knew what was happening.
Does that mean you don't have to count that year, or how does that work?
That'd be really cool. let's not count this year. So we were all being told to hunker down. We didn't know how our jobs were going to be. We didn't know how the economy was going to be. We're being told we're going to get money. If we're small businesses, we're going to get this and get that. But we didn't know. Promises were made to kind of just get us to stay home. This is the only way that I can really look at it. And one of the things that was offered was mortgage forbearance. And, you know, you got to think about what your mindset was back in March and early April, you know. Maybe you're going to have business, maybe not. I didn't know, you know, what my situation was going to be. And so a lot of people said, hey, guess what? You know what? They're telling me I don't have to pay my mortgage for 3 months. Why should I pay my mortgage for 3 months? I guess, I don't know if I'm going to have the money to pay my mortgage. So guess what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take them up on that offer of mortgage forbearance, because nobody could really tell you what was going to happen at the time. But we're all in a state of panic anyhow. And boy, doesn't that sound like a good idea? You don't have to pay your mortgage for 3 months. And I think the general assumption was, okay, well, they'll just tack it on to the back of the loan, which is an option for many people. But if you actually see one of the letters that come from one of the banks, they have all kinds of options there. And they don't really commit to what option you're going to be taking with them. It's very, kind of reminds me of the short sale days, where it's like, let's just make up the rules as we go. And that's really how all of this pandemic relief has been, is let's make the rules up as we go. So a lot of people said, okay, you know, I'm just going to defer that mortgage. And then they say, hey, I want to go out and buy a house. Great. So they go online to one of those automated lenders and they fill it all out. And do you think that there's a spot saying, are you currently in a forbearance program due to COVID?
There wasn't, but there is now.
Good to hear, because guess what? People were getting approval after approval after approval.
But the approval still doesn't really, well, the approval says that a little bit. It asks you about it. But
yeah,
one of the first lines, at least on the credit reports that we've been looking at lately, says how many properties you own that are currently approved for forbearance.
Yes, and many people were not asking that.
Exactly.
In fact, I'm going back just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a client who failed to tell me and went and got himself pre-qualified with the lender. And they're like, oh, yeah, you can go buy. because they ran it through direct underwriting approval, DU approval. That's something that you hear a lot of times. A lot of the listing agents out there say, you know what? Well, you better send me a DU approval with that, you know, offer. Well, guess what? That's not worth the paper it's printed on, because what's happening is people are getting these approval letters because maybe somebody didn't ask them. I know a lot of the lenders weren't asking, and the automated, it's good to hear now that they have fixed that. And these people are walking around thinking that they can buy homes, putting out offers. And then once they do the dive in and they see, oh, your
surprise
history sucks.
But that's one of the things that's in there. And I've said this many, many times, that a great lender can make the automated approval say yes, because they know what it's looking for. And a bad lender can make the automated approval say yes because they put the wrong stuff in there.
Exactly. Or they didn't ask the right question. And I think that that question needs to be asked if you're out there and you're currently in a forbearance program and you're thinking about buying a home. You know, you can't, there's ways to make it work. But if your lender doesn't ask you, you better tell them. It's like that and tax liens, two things that people don't discuss with their lenders, and they're not going to see it on a credit report because it doesn't come up.
Absolutely. Great information as always. Lisa Dunn is with us, brings her great information to us on a regular basis. And we ask you always set that first radio preset button to come back here every day and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.